It's Podcast Mosh, the greatest podcast in all the world, brought to you by Lich King. Lich King, because thrash metal needed a Manowar. TM, recorded live at PDP Studios in beautiful downtown Greenfield, Massachusetts.
Oh yeah.
Every time we talk about how we have to do a new one of those shits.
Mosh.
A new intro.
No, we don't.
Podcast.
Why not? Brian fucked up. Hey.
Hey.
Number 25, motherfucker.
We are a quarter of a century old.
Yeah.
We do one a year at this point. Yeah, so what? This is Podcast Mosh.
Episode 25.
Yeah. It's been
Who
officially...
Are we?
I don't care.
We are Lich King.
Yeah. I'm Joe.
You are listening to us.
I'm Jeremiah.
I'm Brian. Tom is there too.
I'm Ezekiel.
Tom. Right.
He's getting biblical today.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can subscribe to us at podcast.lichkingmetal.com, and you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/podcastmosh and give us money for giving you our smooth voices into your speaker holes.
Yeah.
But you know why you wouldn't do that? If you heard number 24.
I didn't. I intentionally didn't listen to that one.
Dude, 24 was a mess. We had like six people in here, including Tony of Condition Critical.
Oh, Tony.
I didn't know he you can't get him to focus. I didn't know that.
You beautiful bastard.
And it was a nightmare. And if anybody made it to the end of that, I will give you merch.
Okay, well, that's a big promise.
I forget who told me, but somebody said they were listening to that live, and by the end of it, they were just like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, it was not good.
There were like two separate conversations going on in the room.
Yeah.
And everybody was drunk and Christmas.
Well, I'm so frustrated.
I almost want to listen to it just to suffer for
also
not being
my
there.
Like the recording kind of fucked up because I think we went for like 3 hours, and it turns out that in Logic you can only record an audio file for
three hours?
I think so. I mean, it was like, or like two and a half. I don't remember. It was
wow.
But Logic can only work because the length of an AIFF file can only be so long.
Goddamn.
It cut off the studio recording part halfway through. Fortunately, we were recording it live, so I took the live feed audio and plugged that back in. And
there's a reason it limits you at 3 hours, because anything longer than that is just ungodly.
It's either a Phish concert or a podcast, and nobody wants to hear either.
I'm so sorry to all of you for that. This will make up for it. I don't promise.
This is just three people, and it's going to be better. I promise you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Mike's down in New Jersey, and Nick's out in Boston. Yeah. He's working tonight.
He's at Maryland Dong Fest.
Oh, Mike is in Maryland Death Fest, isn't
Dong
he?
Fest.
Dong Fest.
It's like the same. It's like next door.
That's not. Is that this weekend?
Yeah.
Every year, like the idea of MDF intrigues me, but then I'm like, I don't have any money. Care about most of these bands, unfortunately. Yeah. No offense to any of those bands, I just death metal's not really my thing.
No,
and then all the people and the heat and the dirtiness
And the dirtiness, and then you got to see dirty. all the what are they called? The filthy people. What are they? They're like
crusties?
Purposely
crusties.
Yeah, that are like living their chosen lifestyle, which is fine, but they're subjecting a dog to that, just making a dog live that way because they're falling for some goddamn trend. That
we're judging
crust dogs.
Yeah, like
remember Crust Puppy? I remember Crust Puppy. That was the show we left our picnic table at when Nemesis wrote their on the back of our bus in Marker.
Was that North Carolina?
Yeah. with the sports team, the Cox or whatever.
Yep. Yeah, Vekin decided to tag our bus.
Yeah, thanks. Dickbag.
You motherfucker.
Thanks for that.
It's still there.
What's the sticker?
Right next to Pertnier.
We have a sticker for Alanis Morissette on the back of the bus, which is fun.
We've never gotten pulled over.
Yeah, you don't put metal stuff on the back. You put on nice, wholesome things so you don't get pulled over.
Also, our license plate's
nice,
from Vermont.
Nice, wholesome things like Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, well, what?
I mean, in comparison.
No cop's going to look at that and be like, oh, this is a group of rough customers.
Yeah. There's a bunch of druggies in that bus.
I'd better take them down a peg.
For some reason, I was actually listening to Alanis Morissette at work. I didn't put it on. One of my coworkers did. And there's that one song with the video where she's naked the whole time. That's the only thing I remember.
Sounds nice.
I remember when I was in like 6th or 7th grade, like MTV was like, oh, she's naked the whole video. Like it was some big fucking deal.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
Maybe if she was naked in more videos, we'd still have music on music television.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the case.
I remember the one where she was four people in the same car. That was the Ironic video. they were all on a road trip. It was four Alanis Morissettes wearing like different colored shirts in a car, and they were just driving and all singing the same song. And
holy
they
shit.
Were they had all they all had different colored they had different hairstyles too, and I had a lot of fun ranking them. Like, this one's the cutest. She has curly hair.
Tom, what if we put on Alanis Morissette masks and dressed like that and did a music video for one of our songs in the bus? No one would get it.
No one. No.
I've heard that song a billion times, and I've never seen the music video.
Yeah, you're not missing anything.
Brian,
but like,
can you sing me one of her songs?
It's like, Ray.
Oh, that's who
that
she
one.
Is. Okay.
Yeah. That's that ironic song. Yeah.
Isn't it ironic?
And then there's also, what's the other one, the big one?
The one with the, oh, damn it, what?
You
the
ought
one
to
where
know.
She's,
you ought
yeah,
to know.
Yeah, yeah. She's screaming at Dave Coulier.
Do you mind me?
The guy from Full House. Then they referenced it in Fuller House.
Which ones?
Did they?
Which did?
The guy on Full House that dated Alanis Morissette was the dumb guy with the moose ears.
The blonde hair?
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber?
And supposedly that's who the song is about.
Oh.
I don't know that. And they referenced it in Fuller House when
Ooh.
They did that on Netflix. It was so dangerous.
Ooh, risque.
There were a lot of jokes on there. I don't know why I forced myself. Do you know this about me? I force myself to watch awful shit that I don't like.
Yeah, I mean,
how does
yeah.
that not surprise me though?
No, that's well, it doesn't make
yourself.
Me angry where I rant about it. It's just like I'm so fascinated by the depths that like some Adam Sandler movie will come on Netflix and I'll be like, I have to make myself watch that.
No, I don't. I avoid that like the plague.
I have a
you,
show
as
here.
You should.
Why do you enjoy making yourself miserable?
It's a flaw in me that I need to do this to myself. And
I wish we had video of that.
Ezekiel, my
yes,
my roommates do that to themselves and me, and I get stuck watching these shows.
Oh.
So I guess I kind of do it to myself too when I don't escape the black hole that is their TV watching habits.
See, there's a difference between doing that and then watching something like The Room, where it's so bad that the enjoyment is
that's different.
Yeah,
that's
there's different. Just but like something like that. It's like, why would you even go into it in the first place?
Because it's
like
there.
You just know it's gonna be bad.
So I have a thing for you to watch. It's on Netflix, I think, or Hulu.
That?
It's Mega Mansions. There's only one season of it.
Oh.
It's so bad. It's what you'd expect from the title, but like the announcer makes these weird like half sexual innuendos, like. And like all the people that own these mansions are like single, like old single, like single dudes who have obviously have no wife, and it's just like their playpen, but like they're alone in life. It's really kind of sad, but also really funny.
And I'm gonna watch that.
It's terrible, and you need to watch it.
I'm excited about the narrator making these awkward like, sexual jokes.
It might have just been like where our minds went with what he was saying, but like he has these really weird like. The way he leaves sentences off and stuff. It's just, it's really awkward.
I look forward to that.
Yeah.
They put the new Fantastic Four movie on HBO, and I saw it and I winced because I knew I would have to do it. And I did it, and I went through the whole thing like cringing, like that cringe face where you're expecting to see someone fall over and break their nose or something. Like, you know you're about to see something bad. I was doing that the whole time. How dare you? I'm talking about Fantastic Four. Show some respect. God, that movie was terrible.
Coffee's
and I know
sleeping.
I'm not saying anything anybody doesn't know.
It's 99 cent coffee day.
Mm.
Is it? I don't. I just see the thing is I barely have time to watch the things that I like.
Yeah.
I don't know how you find the time to watch things that you hate.
Because I draw, and that doesn't require mine to do much. As long you know, the only time I need to pause something and concentrate. Is when I'm reading an email where the client's like, yeah, this is what I want, this is what I want, this is what I want. Mm. And aside from that, I'm playing movies and TV shows all day, and I go through a lot of garbage.
See, I can't do that when I'm mixing. It's like the one downfall where I'm like, oh, I'm trying to listen to this, but I also want to listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
No. Mm. See, that's, I think
I
about that
envy your
now
visual
and then.
Medium, you motherfucker.
It's nice. You can just go on autopilot and just draw something, and your mind's paying attention to whatever stupid bullshit you've put on.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fun. Just because I forgot to put it on the list of things to talk about, and we're talking about movies.
We don't have a list. This is totally free form.
And also, I was just talking about Fantastic Four. I want to branch off of that and go all the way across to superheroes.
Ooh.
And mention Civil War because I saw it. And I'm mad at everyone in Lich King because nobody here cares about superhero movies.
Don't give a shit at all.
That's because...
That's my theme song of how many times can I watch the same fucking movie?
No, it's not.
I went and saw Batman versus Superman for some reason. And then I was like, this is why I don't watch superhero movies.
No, that you can't blame that for superhero movies.
No, I mean, I already was done with them for the most part. And then I saw it and I was like, well, all right.
That was terrible.
Reinforcing my previous...
I saw Deadpool, and that was good.
That was okay. I liked that a lot.
That was good, and it made fun of everything I hated about superhero movies.
You're all...
Yeah.
It did? Like what?
Just, I don't know. Like, for example, like the first thing that comes to mind is like the jump off the giant building.
Superhero landing, pose.
Yeah, it's like...
That wasn't making fun of it. It was just saying, oh, this happens all the time.
Exactly. Well, that's kind of making fun of it. It's making fun of the cliches and the tropes that are in every superhero
But that was
movie.
The only one that happened.
There were,
I'm pretty
sure. There were more instances. I can't think of anything in particular, but...
Well, all right.
I mean, I thought the whole thing was just a play, like a play on superhero movies in general and, you know, kind of turning them on their head. But
yeah, that movie was all right.
Yeah.
Civil War. I just want to say to all the people that anybody that watches the damned superhero movies, because these two people don't care, I loved it. I want to jump up and down and run in a circle with you and be friends.
See, here's the thing is that if we played that game that we used to play where I try to describe the plot of a movie from the superhero movie, I could just name a superhero movie and the plot is superhero comes out of nowhere, origin story. And then superhero comes out of nowhere, and then society's like, oh, this superhero has too much power. We don't like him. And then, like, society's like, oh, we should shut down the superhero. And then superhero's like, but I have to prove myself for good. And then he does a good thing, and then everybody's like, oh, we like the superhero. That's 99% of all the superhero movies.
You actually got a small portion of that correct.
Thank you.
So, but please do Civil War. Explain Captain America, Civil War. Go.
Okay, Captain America and, I don't know, Spider-Man. I know Spider-Man's in it. Iron Man and Captain America are fighting.
Why are they fighting?
I don't know.
At the beginning of the movie.
Who cares? They're superheroes. They should work together. Aren't they on the same side? Why are they on the different sides? There's no reason to be on different sides. Movie's flawed to begin with. Done.
They just like talked for two. they just like sat down. And were like, hey man.
Yeah.
They had like a fucking like a therapist or like a mediator. The movie wouldn't exist.
Exactly. It's like, guys, we're both trying to fight for the better good. Like, what the fuck's going on here? Why are we fighting each other?
You spilled my pudding.
There you go.
So the mediator would just point out that both their mothers are named Martha, and then everything would be okay.
Yeah,
that's a Batman versus Superman joke, Brian. I saw your blank eyes.
I don't know yep. Who?
That's a big part of Batman Superman, and I don't care if this spoils anybody because nobody cares about that stupid movie.
It was bad.
Yeah, they're fighting, and then they stop fighting when one of them, I don't know, mutters that his mother's name is Martha, and the other's like, "Whoa, my mother's name is Martha,"
Kind
of have this human moment between each other, like, oh, we both have mothers.
That movie should have ended three times.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God.
Ugh. It was really not good. And I paid ticket prices to go into there, and I'm so mad about it.
Tuesday matinee.
I feel bad that I gave money to Zack Snyder to just cough out some phlegm onto a piece of film again. Like, I think I'm done supporting that guy on his first run bullshit.
What else has he done?
He did 300,
he did 300
which was fine.
Which
was
cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. It was like specifically masculine, macho, blah
yeah.
blah.
But you know what? That's because that was like that was rooted in the comics, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That was a Frank Miller comic. Yeah.
Yeah, but like that's I can appreciate that other like we don't need 17 Supermans or Spider-Mans or Batmans like just.
Yeah. No, we do like, need
No, like, the one. I mean, the ones that I like are, like, the ones that they do, like, a one-off thing, and I'm like, okay, like, 300 was cool, Sin City was cool. The second Sin City wasn't cool.
Sin City sucked.
The first Sin City? I like the art direction of it and stuff. And then
I'm into all that.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't, the story was whatever, but I like the look and feel of it.
You should read the book, because the movie stinks.
I'm going to go read the book.
He's read a book.
I recently watched the sequel to Sin City because of my bad movie.
I heard the sequel sucked, but, you know, first one got good reviews.
Still like the art style and everything. So
it totally got good reviews. I guarantee it's got like a 70 to 80 on Rotten Tomatoes.
That is, if that's true, I'm going to
fire bomb. You want to look it up right now? Let's do it.
Yeah,
Joe, look it up. You got internet. Okay.
Oh, God. If that's true.
80% on positive on Rotten Tomatoes for the first Sin City movie. That's my guess.
What were we talking about? Zack Snyder.
Tom hates everything.
Then Watchmen and Sucker Punch. Sucker Punch was like the biggest drop-off from trailer hype to movie quality.
I didn't even know that was a movie.
No, Sucker Punch was like, it was an awesome trailer where you were like, oh shit, that looks amazing. Then you watch the movie and you're like, oh no. And it's just garbage through and through. And the only other movie that kind of lives up to that level of like trailer hype versus quality drop-off is Pacific Rim.
Oh, shit. Like, that movie was cheesy and dumb, and I loved it.
Really?
I didn't see it until very recently, like really recently, but, like I didn't know what to expect, because I'd only heard, like, little bits and pieces about it, but, like, when I saw it, I was like, this is happening. Like, everyone that I was watching it with really liked it, because it was dumb, and it was beautiful and stupid. And, like fucking Ron Perlman and Charlie Day, like, they were so dumb. It was great. It was beautiful. And, like, the stupid music that plays when the Jaegers walk on, it doesn't matter. I enjoyed every stupid aspect of that movie.
So mad at you.
Sin City, 78% in Rotten Tomatoes.
I said, see, 70 to 80.
You said 80, though. That's not 78.
I said 70. I said 70 or 80.
I didn't hear that.
78 rounds up to 80.
Yeah, that's pretty close to 80.
You said 70 to 80, but what you meant to say 78. So you were perfectly
perfect.
Right.
I nailed it. Thank you.
Yeah, you got both those.
There you go.
That's stupid, though, because I don't know. I'm going to stop yelling.
Tom hates things. Tom hates things. Yeah.
Yeah, Zack Snyder keeps on shitting the bed.
It's been so long since we've done a podcast because we've all been watching terrible movies.
That's exactly. Yeah. Nice segue, Joe.
Yeah. I'm just looking at my list. I don't have a list.
No, we've just been, we all have so much shit going on right now. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, Joe, you're like closing on a house.
Yeah. I'm closing in on it, stalking it. Been stalking it for a long time. It's getting real close to taking it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Closing
in on a house.
I've finally finished writing that damn album.
Yay! Yeah.
So to speak. It still needs, like, Brianizing, which is Brian going over stuff and fixing it. We're going to do that today.
Yeah. But that's the plan for today. What?
Okay, this is weird.
You can't just start laughing at nothing on a podcast. Couldn't help.
So when Tom said, he's like, oh, I finally finished writing the album, I was like, yeah, Tom jerked off on his computer, and now Brian has to sculpt that pile of semen into, like, the album.
Excuse me very much.
That's what my mind did. I don't know.
Lich King albums are just a pile of sculpted semen.
No! I pour my soul.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
And I put a lot of effort into this.
Mm. He was also saying that.
There's no way out of this.
Put a lot of effort.
Yeah. Yeah, so sorry about that. So what else were we saying? Something else.
Mike's been in New Jersey. He was out on tour for most of April with Condition Critical.
Yeah.
Nick has recently started working at a venue in Boston called Once Somerville. And that venue's been getting some fucking rad shows, so good for them.
Yeah, it's
good
awesome.
For him. He's been
We might be playing. I got nothing.
we might be playing there in the future. Well, I'm sure we will, but it's just a matter of when and when we can announce things.
It's gonna be sick.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool.
So Mike was on tour, and then he got back, and like 3 days later we went on tour with Anvil for 4 days.
Yeah, we did do that.
That's something that happened. We did it.
Yeah, it was a pretty good time.
Yeah, there was good shows every night.
It was a good crowd.
Yeah, good crowd. People we might not have played too normally.
What dates we did? We did our first Worcester.
Thursday, Friday.
Worcester.
Oh, that's not dates. Sorry.
We did Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's amazing. We did a lot of dates.
Worcester, Long Branch, New Jersey at, what the hell is that place called?
Ralph's.
Worcester was Ralph's.
Brighton Bar,
New Jersey.
Brooklyn at the Bear Bar.
Black Bear Bar,
which sounds like it might be a gay club, but it's not. I would have actually been really happy if it was. That would have been really fun. But
I would love to see a crowd of moshing bears.
Right? Like in gear and
bears
everything?
Or
no.
Geared
no,
up. Or both. I'd love to see both. Maybe together, separate.
Are we talking about actual like bear, like animal bears?
Like the stereotype.
No, stop
bear.
With the dumb. Yeah. I hate you.
I don't know what you're talking. I actually don't know which
you know
one
what
you
a bear
was
is. You know what a bear is.
I know
is.
What a bear is, yes. Okay. There's two things of two different bears.
Okay.
I know what
so,
both things both, are.
So you then were like, I'm going to take this into an animal.
No, because
joke
I didn't
territory.
Know what you meant. I didn't know which one you meant. You said, I'd like to see a bunch of bears moshing. And then.
So you weren't listening because Joe was just talking about, well, it's not a gay bar, but it could have been.
I know, but.
Should have been.
Then
should've
you
been.
Said, I.
See? See?
Your joke could have been interpreted either way.
70 to 80%.
78.
You guys.
Stop fighting.
Yeah, that bar had like a half pipe in it. That was or a quarter. I don't
yeah,
know.
That was
it was
cool.
Small. It was really cool. People were just like skating around and shit and like.
That was. Sorry.
No, that was the end of my sentence.
Oh, good.
I didn't end it
I
well.
I picked a good time to come in.
Yeah, you did.
That was that a lot of people were there, but it was clear that that was not going to be our night because like there was nobody there besides us that was under 45. And I don't say that like in a condescending way. I'm not insulting anybody. I'm just saying like that wasn't our night. It wasn't our crowd. Yeah. And we go up there and we like people are staring and
it was. I think they just weren't active people. I think it was well received.
That's fine.
We did have a good number of people actually come out and say they really enjoyed it, and we'll come out and see you next time. And
that's cool.
That's cool. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, like the entire crowd, like that was not a moshing or head banging crowd.
That's fine. I'm not trash talking them or anything. Mm. It was just kind of like the weird thing is you're up there trying to expend energy, and like when you see a crowd full of people that are just standing there watching you, it's a drain.
Yeah,
like if the crowd's giving it back, it's like recycled energy.
You feel out of place for like going nuts when the rest of the crowd is just like, huh?
Yeah, I'm just making a horse's patoot of myself on stage.
We had a Sam Agnew there from I actually don't know what to credit him to anymore, but like he's in the mini bosses form, and what's the Dwelling of Duels?
He's Sagnew Shreds. Yeah, Sagnew Shreds.
He was there giving me lots of energy, and that was fun.
I slapped his phone out of his hand.
He's so great. That's
that was fun. Shiz.
There we go.
That was beautiful. Sam was
fucking texting
or something, and Tom just goes over and I just slaps onto the floor
as hard as I could too.
It was great.
Slap the phone
like,
right.
Not like a little tiddlywink.
Yeah.
Kitty paw. Yeah. I smacked it out of his hand towards the floor.
Yeah. Him and Nick had a nice little buddy comedy. You know,
I'm so mad that I missed that.
Yeah. Nick was too. He was like, you did that? Oh my God.
Yeah.
I was a hero for just a moment.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Where was our last show?
Rochester.
The Bug Jar.
That's always a good place.
Shit, man. I love that place.
Dude, Oz at the Bug Jar, he treats us so fucking well every time we're there.
Bob. This guy was Bob.
Bob is the owner?
Yeah, I think so.
I believe so. Rob.
He's a good dude.
Bob. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he's really nice. Yeah, he always hooks us up with shots. He's killer. Good to hang out with.
Yeah. Awesome people.
Yeah.
Garbage plates. No one else liked the garbage plates as much as I did, and I had really low expectations for that.
I very much enjoyed the garbage plate.
Maybe it wasn't you. Maybe it was, I don't know, someone was talking shit. But I really liked them. I
didn't like
it. It took me the second garbage plate to really get into it. Yeah. I mean, the first one, it just didn't mesh well.
Yeah.
Because I also didn't get I didn't get everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But the second time around I got chicken instead and got the beans and the...
All right, sorry, we need to explain it. So, like a proper garbage plate, as far as we understand, is you have beans and macaroni salad and French fries, and on top of that you have like different various meats, like maybe chicken tenders or hot dogs or burgers, and then there's this weird meat sauce stuff and yellow mustard and onions. And
taco meat.
Really weird. It was like, yeah, it was. They
just literally throw a bunch of stuff onto a plate and you eat it.
And like somehow it all goes together real well, and you can like kind of pick and choose what goes together because you're just, I don't know. It was great. I really enjoyed it. But you know,
it's a local thing to the Rochester or Buffalo area. The original ones are in Rochester, and we went to one of the places that was we went to a well reviewed one the first time. During the day.
The one where a dude got shot over an argument over garbage plates.
Yes.
Not while we were there. But,
the one we had later on was like one of the original like family that did the garbage plate. And that one was pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just a fuck ton of food for like $8 too. It's great.
It's like if you went to your family picnic and they just like, you threw everything, every option available together into a pile.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jello mold. Corn on the cob, hot dogs, mix it together.
It's what I do, my family. I've been making my own garbage plates for life.
There's a limit to what you can do.
Yeah.
Not Joe.
There is no limit.
Know your limits.
No limit.
But I mean, there was a fuck ton
Joe
of food.
Joe limits.
Joe your limits.
No Joe limits.
Ugh.
So that was the Anvil tour.
Yeah, it was like I said, good shows, fun times.
It was a fun time. I liked it.
Yeah.
So that was me going on tour for the first time since I quit.
Yeah. And, that's a very good point.
Yeah. And I got a lot of people come up to me with like a smiley question. Mm-hmm. Like a hey, I want to ask this in a way that's not offensive because I don't know if you're sensitive about this, but I thought you quit. like yes, I quit. And they're like, well, but you're here. And I'm like, yes, I'm still quit. I'm filling in. And they're like, I don't understand what you just said.
He crossed his own picket line.
Yeah.
There you go.
I scabbed from my own shit. And I don't know. It was fun. Like 4 days is something I can do. That's not a problem. Like my pain and suffering comes in when it's like, you know, 2 weeks or more of like 50 people shows out in Ohio or something. Which,
50 in Ohio? That's generous.
I know. That's
I think last couple times we played Ohio, it's been like 4-10.
Yeah. Get your shit together.
Come on, Cleveland.
I was trying to be nice, and now you've insulted Ohio.
I have not insulted Ohio. Oh, David, they insult us with their lack of presence.
Oh, shit, Ohio. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Brian's
Step your fucking
you.
Game up. Oh, I also am just talking about Cleveland, because Columbus was good to us.
Yeah. We always see Vic, and I love him. So.
And we always get to sing, see, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Vindicator.
Hey, they vindicate Ohio.
Oh, God, Joe. Get out of my house.
I'm leaving.
Yeah, 4 days I can handle, and especially like riding some coattails, like supporting a bigger band like that. That's a lot more fun than just going out and headlining and then finding out we have such a minuscule fan base in any certain area. Like, in some places it's okay, but then you get out to wherever. I don't want to insult a place like Brian does regularly, but like, just you have a terrible turnout and you're like, oh no, oh, this is what I did today.
Yeah.
Oh no,
it happens.
You know, like Monday or Tuesday shows, that happens. We played Thursday through Sunday, so it was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was.
My favorite things that happened. There's a lot of great things that happened over the entire the 4 days. But we first got to Ralph's and we're setting up our merch. And Rob Reiner. Yeah. He's at the merch table. And he tries to make a little small talk with us.
Yeah.
He says, like, he's like, we say, like, so how is this place? How's your draw over here? Or
yeah. Yeah.
And Tom, do you want to?
Oh, yeah. I made a mistake. Rob Reiner comes up, and we had just seen the documentary the night before as we were packing merch. We were like, let's watch the Anvil documentary while we're rolling up shirts. It was fun.
Yeah.
And
it was pretty cool.
Then he comes up to the merch table, and I'm like, that's the guy. And he starts talking to him, and he's like, oh, how's the draw at this place? And I was like, I made the mistake of trying to joke with him and saying, well, we... Well, I forget exactly how I phrased
not,
it, but
not
I said
good.
They don't like us here.
Yeah, they don't like us here.
Oh yeah, they don't like those are the words.
Yeah, and that's technically kind of true. Like, in Massachusetts, we don't do nearly as well as we do in some other places that are way far away from home. Like, we've only played like San Diego once, and it was crazy. But here, we could play in Boston and have a normal turnout.
Yeah.
I'll insult Boston. I don't care. Like, Boston, you suck.
Boston's been great.
We used to suck in Boston.
Yeah. I think that was like, you know, we just had bad shows, kind of, because like, you know, playing after a CD release headliner, which we've done twice. Yeah. Never a good idea. Yeah. Also late on Sundays.
Like, our first Boston show was at the Unit 11.
Oh yeah.
And like we'd been a band for like 6 months at that point.
Wasn't it like a decent one?
It was cool, but like we played first at like 8 o'clock. I mean, this, like I said, this was like when we were first getting started.
That was all right.
It was all right.
I think that was like two months.
Yeah.
Damn.
But anyway, Rob Reiner, like I was like, yeah, we don't really have much of a draw here. Ha ha ha. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, you know, we do well other places, but we're not too popular here. And I'm half joking, but I'm smiling as I'm saying it. And he's like, he gets dark. He gets this faraway look in his eyes like, oh, no, here we go again. We've been screwed by management again. And he mutters like, the Booker said you were popular here. And he turns and he walks away. And I was like, oh, no. Oh, I've cursed us. Oh, we've not gotten off to a good start here.
Yeah, but it was a good show. Yeah. Oh, shit. Sorry.
What?
I just thought of another thing that's really funny, but
is it something you can't say?
No, I can't. I can absolutely say this thing. It's hilarious to me. Are we done with that part?
We called him Chris.
So we were in Long Branch at, God damn it, I forgot the name again.
Brighton Bar.
And, well, we were staying at Mike's that night, and the next day we're going to a hot dog place. And and Mike and Nick, they got drunk, as we all do.
They got a little saucy.
They got saucy. And Mike is very passionate about this hot dog place. He's been trying to get us to go here since we met him.
Like, it's called Destination Dogs in New Brunswick, I believe.
Yeah. And like, you know, silver lining, that place is totally worth the hype. It's great.
Oh, shit. It was the best hot dog I've ever had.
I loved it.
It was real good. But so we played the show, and he's, you know, Mike's all really excited that he's going to get us to go the next day, and he's like, "Oh, I'm going to get Anvil to go with us to this hot dog place." And
he's dead drunk. That's important.
Yeah, him and Nick. And so we were talking with Rob Reiner out back about things, whatever,
just the shit.
We were actually just having a conversation with him, which was nice. And Mike's like, "Oh, dude, this dog place. You should come with us to this dog place." And like, Nick starts doing it too, and they're both just kind of like
Just going on about the hot dogs, the best hot dogs you ever have. And Nick's barely standing at this point.
I was holding him up, but that's not. it was great. And then he's like, yeah, I'll have to talk to the tour manager or something. He's like, you have to talk to Delilah.
Yeah.
And so he's kind of like, walking out of the conversation. And Nick's like, he starts walking away. And Nick's like, hey, Chris. And Mike's like, Rob, Rob, hot dog place. And it was just like, fucking, it was a train. It was great. It was a beautiful, beautiful train wreck. And like, then they tried to get Delilah to commit to going to the hot dog place.
Yeah. They gave her the business.
The business. And then me and Nick were like, what's that called? Tangoing around, and we bumped into Lips. And we almost come over.
So basically, to Anvil, we're probably just that band that wouldn't shut the fuck up about hot dogs for 4 days.
Yeah. If you ask them about Lich King, they'll be like, I don't know who that is. But if you ask them about the hot dog band, they will have something to say.
Oh, those fuckers. Those hot dog dicks.
It'll likely be exactly what happened to me the next day, because I wasn't aware that Mike and Nick were so annoying when they were talking to him about the hot dogs.
Oh my god!
So like, Rob Reiner, he's a small talky kind of guy. He makes an effort to come over and just talk to the bands, and he came over and he started talking to everybody. And I get up from the merch table and I come over and I'm waiting for everything to stop, and I just enjoyed the hot dogs, and I didn't know how bad it was the day before, so I just said, hey, you really missed out with the hot dogs yesterday. He rolled his eyes, turned around, and walked away.
And we all started laughing so fucking loud.
Everybody's laughing at me. I'm like, what did I say? Oh my god, what did I do?
Yeah. I think we made fun of ourselves enough to the point where like it became like a, hot dogs. Like at the end, it was kind of a joke. But
Delilah was certainly making fun of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was lovely.
We deserved it.
We did deserve it.
We wouldn't shut the fuck up about hot dogs.
Yeah.
But they were fucking good hot dogs. They were really good hot dogs.
You guys should try the hot dogs.
In the end, it was justified. So yeah, Destination Dogs.
What hot dogs did you guys get?
New Brunswick.
Do you remember what flavor?
Yes, I got a plate called the Sausage Party. It's one of those places like where they have different weird sausages and...
Oh yeah, they hand make all but they make all the sausages are there on site.
I got the Sausage Party comes on a plate with three different sausages of your choosing and some dipping sauces, and I got a chicken, a duck, and an alligator.
Oh yeah,
and the alligator comes mixed up with shrimp. It's just fun to say I ate an alligator sausage.
It was pretty tasty.
Yeah. I enjoyed the chicken. The alligator was okay, but the duck took over my whole world. And I was trying to get everybody like, take a bite of this, take a bite.
Sweet duck sausage. Yeah.
Dude, duck's some good stuff, man.
I've never liked duck until that's that weird. Time.
Damn. Have you ever had like good duck at a Chinese place? Like,
see, I've never had Chinese duck, but I've had like the Dirty Truth over near Northampton has the barbecue duck nachos.
Yes.
Oh my god. I could eat those 1,000 times in a row. They're so good.
I got a breakfast dog. It was like a breakfast sausage with like home fries and a fried egg on top and bacon and maple syrup. It was a little much. It was good, but it was a little much.
You didn't seem to love it.
I wasn't in love with it. The whole place, the experience overall was great, and like I think I should have chosen a different dog. But it was
good.
I
can't wait to go back to that place.
I think I had like a straight up like chili dog with like onions and stuff. And then I had it was a deep fried hot dog with green chili sauce and a strip of bacon and sour cream and something else. It was like like nacho cheese.
We're gonna go out and eat right after this podcast. Yeah. I can tell. It's
my god,
about food.
Get some wings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to the hangar just to spite Mike.
Yeah. Right? Oh, then just send him pictures.
Yeah. Yeah.
We ever tell them these people about the time like Mike had just joined the band and he loved that? We have a restaurant near us called the Hangar. We probably talked about it a couple times.
A lot.
Mike loves it like it's his loving parent.
Oh yeah,
that held him and cooed to him and swaddled him. But it's a restaurant, it just has good food. And so one time Mike wasn't here and we went there and we just sent him pictures of us there, and he sent us the saddest texts that were kind of like a dog that's outside the house on a rainy night and just staring into a warm
if your dog could text you when you're not
like
home.
It was just so sad. He was sending like, no, you guys aren't really there, are you? No,
I can't believe you're doing this to me.
Yeah. Oh, poor Mike.
On that chicken topic, so like there's this place that I'm pretty sure, I mean, it might be better in the hangar. And Mike might freak out. I don't know. We're gonna have to try it. Oh, on the Mike topic, and because he's actually maybe probably kind of moving up here. Actually,
maybe probably.
Hopefully, in August he's supposed to. I have his cat. That's my collateral.
He's finally leaving a dumpster and coming to a state with fresh air and
he's moving
not in, hot dog people
moving in with me to that house I'm closing in on.
You're outing him, man. He hasn't told his other band that.
Oh, you might have to bleep all that out. I forgot.
Nope, it's not happening. It's not bleeping.
Well,
the shit's live.
Someone needs to tell them soon because that's going to be really brutal.
Yeah, Mike needs to tell them live. Yeah. Hey, condition critical. Mike is leaving your state.
Well, I mean, hey, he's coming to our practices, and he's 4 hours away, so.
Exactly. Yeah. He can.
It'll be all right.
Their singer, okay, their vocal, Ryan is their vocalist, and he lives in Florida.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like
it'll be all right.
Mike's going to be the one holding them up and practicing or touring.
Yeah. I'm stealing Mike, and we're going to live together.
You already stole his cat.
The hangar is down the street. It's opening up. It's going to be amazing. We're going to get fat, and we're going to die. And his cat's gonna eat our eyeballs. His cat is fucking awesome. It's a wonderful cat. I love that cat.
It's a wolf.
It's a wolf. Yeah, I call it Fluff. I don't even.
What
call
is
it? Its
what
name.
Is his cat's actual name?
I think it's Halo. And Mike, that's a dumb name.
That's a dumb name.
Dumb name. And my roommate's been calling her.
I'm gonna call my next cat Gears
Lola.
Of War.
They've been calling her Lola Gears of War. Yeah. I prefer that Halo over the Halo it's probably actually named after. Like, you know, like a. I assumed it was after, like, you know, like, oh, God, Halo, like his girlfriend for some reason. I assumed.
Oh, God, Halo.
Like angels and shit. I don't know. But yeah, it's a wonderful cat. We'll put pictures of the cat in the Patreon.
Enjoy these photos of a cat and our descriptions of the hot dogs that will further entice you.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Patreon, if you missed it the first time, go to patreon.com/podcastmosh.
Woo.
Give us a dollar or two per episode and you'll get early episodes. And other cool stuff you can go read there.
We're gonna revamp.
We are gonna revamp because we've never done anything that we said we would do on the Patreon.
I mean, we've done some stuff. We've given people things. We sent them random.
Oh yeah, we did. We've sent out prize
merch
packs,
prizes and stuff.
Maybe we should do that again today.
We should probably do that again today. And we're doing a lot more interesting things today too that we'll talk about when we get there. But they're super interesting. I swear. Unless you want to talk about those now.
No, I have an order.
I have a. Fucking rigid system. I don't know what's going on.
Rigid system.
It's rigid. Better chicken, poop nipples. This is my list.
Why does it say poop nipples?
They're separate items. I just kind of combined them. Video games. Let's talk about some video games.
Video games!
Video games! Nick's favorite segment.
Yeah.
Yeah, he likes video games
Nick,
a lot.
Nick, turn this down and then come back in a few minutes.
Yeah, sorry for blowing out your ears there with that screaming.
It's okay. We compressed the podcast. So
oh, good.
You deserve
audio.
What you get.
It's nice and compressed. So, Rocket League.
Rocket League!
Pretty sure we talked about it before. We like that a lot. Mike likes that. We all play it.
Think I might have convinced. I told Mike to buy it yesterday, and he said, "Oh shit!"
I made him play it at my house when he was drunk. So I think he's into it now. Or no, we played it here. He's buying it. He's buying it.
He still doesn't know the name of the game. That's the only problem. He still calls it the soccer car game.
Yeah. So yeah, if you don't know what it is, just look it up. We don't need to describe the game. I think we've done that already. But there's it's like the PS4 and Steam have crossplay, but. We don't own PS4s. Well, maybe Tom does, but
I do.
That's another thing we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
But the Xbox One just got crossplay with Steam, which means Brian can now play with us on the Xbox.
Me and
Mike are Xbox nerds, and Tom's got one too, and we can all play together. And that means we can also all play with more fans than we could before. So anyone has it on the computer, has it on the Xbox, we can all play together. And it's going to be our next game night, which we haven't figured out when that is.
Yeah.
But it's going to fucking happen. It's going to be awesome.
We did a very brief Rocket League gaming night a month ago.
It was brief.
I was on the PC and Tom was on PS4 and it all worked out nicely.
Nobody showed up.
Well, yeah, it's hard because Facebook sucks dicks now, but...
Yeah.
I mean, literally, it just did that for me the other day, but
Sorry.
I don't know. I thought that was bad. I'm not going to continue with that. Just stop me. I'm stopping. I'm going to go.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, we're going to do a full-out Rocket League night and have some fun with it and play some games.
Yeah.
I still say that's not a good... I'm not trying to harsh the fun here.
Right.
And I can't believe I just said that. Like, I'm a California teenager.
Harsh the fun, man.
Harsh the mallow, man.
Oh, God. But, like, it's not a good, like, game night thing because you can only you're getting, like, what, six players in a game at once?
Yeah,
but how many people do we get in a game
In any other game?
Like, well, at our height, like, you know, remember in the halcyon days of Halo 4 or whatever it was, we were getting
eight people.
That was a good time, though, because
everybody had the Xbox 360 voice chat, and then everybody talked over each other and brought their friends.
Yeah, because like, there was always that one guy whose friend would join, and then they would just talk about stuff that they knew about while we just did silent there.
Yep.
Actually, I think the real highlight was the first day of Minecraft. We had like 50 people in the server, and it went to total shit because everybody was like hacking things and building giant walls.
That was fun.
But
we got posted onto Kotaku.
Yeah, I was really excited about that.
I think that was definitely the highlight of the Lich King gaming.
Yeah.
Gaming nights.
Yeah, it was.
We just had like 50 people just going nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking egg, man. That's Rocket League. We're still gonna do it even if Tom's not excited about it like we are.
I wanna be, man. I wanna get it, but I've played a lot of it and I just don't feel that thing of like, oh, this is awesome.
It's awesome.
It's
hard to explain.
I'll buy it for Xbox and I'll play it. I don't feel it.
The only downside between this cross-platform play is that you can only use the game quick chat.
Yeah.
Because the consoles don't have text chat, and then the voice chat doesn't work across systems.
Right,
So, yeah, we got to figure that out. But, what I've been doing lately is just streaming it on Twitch and then using that chat room.
Right.
And that tends to work out. But
Right. Yeah, the Xbox Twitch chat works with the PC chat, I'm pretty sure.
Cool.
So that would be another solution.
So, we'll just kind of base everything on Twitch. I'm
pretty sure.
Stream the game.
We'll have to do
there.
Some experimenting. Fucking.
What?
No, I was going
to. What?
Go.
I would love to be one of those Twitch guys. Like, I don't think anybody
would. Twitch all day, Tom. You could just fucking tweak out.
Sure. I don't think anybody would sit there and watch me playing anything because I'm not that interesting. I just sit there silently and play stuff.
You could Twitch your fucking drawing sessions, which sounds stupid, but like if you're doing it anyways, you may as well just.
I've thought about that, but there's something about my drawing sessions that people don't know, and that's that I spend most of the time drawing one line and then hitting undo. Like my hands on undo all the time.
That's okay. I mean, but that's like part of your process. So
I've considered doing the same thing with like mixing but the people just watch me editing drums for 6 hours straight.
People watch stupid shit.
They do, man.
It happens.
You know, the thing is, when I'm doing really basic edits, I'm watching other people play video games. So it's like, you know, it's actually kind of nice to not have to play. Like, I want to kind of get the experience of playing these games, but not actually bother playing them.
Yeah.
You know, like I'll watch people play like the story mode in a game for like an hour and be like, okay, I get the idea of this game. Looks cool, but
interesting.
You know. Yeah. I mean, Hearthstone's another big streaming one that people do a lot, which is kind of weird, but
it's weird to me. But I don't, esports haven't really like, none of the games that have been like bigger on esports have really caught my attention enough for me to care about. So,
yeah, exactly. The Hearthstone's the only one for me, but like League of Legends, I don't care about I don't really like, care about most of the MOBAs.
Well, now I can transition to Overwatch because that game is built to be an esports platform. Like the whole purpose of that game is for it to be. I mean, it's going to be huge. It's inevitable because everything Blizzard does.
Yep.
They take a genre and they perfect it. They make it crack and they make a lot of money, and that's great. All power to them. Like, I played the Overwatch beta and I couldn't, like, I was like fucking scratching to play more, which is awful and beautiful. And I really, really enjoyed that game.
What was your character of choice?
I really liked I need to drink too much coffee. I really like the gnome dude with the turret because that's
cool.
It's lazy and it's easy and you can put him in like. If you have really good, if there's like one other person in your team that's really good and realizes what you're doing, you're working together, you can stop almost anything. I really liked Diva was great. We're really weird, kind of complicated dynamics, kind of because like I'm not gonna explain how the character works because if you haven't played it, it'd be confusing. But
there's a support class and
there's like four different like groups of units and they all have very different.
I like things. Tracer.
Tracer.
The spider lady with the sniper gun.
I wasn't good at her, but yeah. You mean Widowmaker.
Yeah. Well, who's Tracer?
Tracer is...
Tracer's the girl.
The zippy British one.
The weird,
Is that the one that everybody got mad at her butt?
Yeah.
Yeah, which started that whole
the people need
thing
to
we're not gonna
relax.
Yeah, like, people really do need to calm the fuck down, but yeah.
Good God.
With like everything.
I'm with a lot of the... social justice people on a lot of things because there's a lot of right stuff. Like,
of course,
there's a lot of bullshit out there that needs screaming at. But then there's let's start screaming at Blizzard for having a butt pose here. And so I remember reading some post on something about how games like Overwatch didn't represent female body types well, which is ridiculous. They have more female body types in that game.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, even having a character like Mei in general is just like, that doesn't happen. Like, you never have an overweight character in a video game, and that's like what she is, so.
The
I don't know.
Pink-haired lady with the huge legs, like, you'd never see that.
Yeah, she's like a muscular, buff, short-haired chick. I don't know how else to go with that, but yeah. There's a pretty broad variety of I'm not gonna say that word. I agree with you, Tom.
What letter did that word start with?
It was the same word I said right before I said I wasn't gonna say that word.
I missed it.
Broad variety of broads
is what I was gonna say.
Okay. It's like I heard that word in my head and I was like, my grandpa was saying it. I was like, nope.
I was sure you were going to say that the pink-haired lady that we were just talking about was gay.
No, I wasn't even going to touch on that.
I have a horrible gaydar, but I'm positive she is. And she's a video game character who has no sexual attraction to anything.
Right, but yeah. But I mean, okay, we had a... Never mind, I'm not going to go on that conversation.
We had a pre-podcast discussion.
I should not have
reddit.com/r/rule34overwatch. You'll figure it out real quick.
Oh, man.
That's what that conversation was.
Or just Google... images of D.Va and you'll find the same thing. That's what I did.
Any of the characters. It's crazy. Anyways.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. The one that chick that, never mind. Anyways.
Joe, drink more coffee.
I know. I'm fucking freaking out over here.
Yeah. What is your weird diluted, is that tea?
That's tea. Yeah. It's like green tea and green mint.
Don't you find green tea just tastes like water that was run through a hay bale?
No.
I've never really drank green tea.
Green tea's awful.
Some green teas do taste like that, but.
The only green tea I've ever had was just exactly that, like grass water, and it tasted awful, like terrible.
I guess you could just be like grass water, but like it's all tea, it's just leaves. I don't know.
I have tea all the time,
leaves
but it's
and water.
I've never had tea that was as bad as green tea, which is terrible because it's amazing for you apparently.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Everything that's good for you tastes like shit.
Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome.
Brian, observation.
Brian.
Comedian.
Nah.
That was awful.
Were you trying to mash those two together?
No, I was trying to say comedian and conservationist was the word that wanted to come out.
Observational conservationist.
That's why, because observation, conservation, it must have tied up. Mm. Damn it.
Yeah, all
what's next?
Mashed up. No Man's Sky.
Ooh! Ah! Ha!
All right, I'm going to let Tom take this because...
okay.
Open world games...
No Man's Sky is coming out in less than a month now, and shit.
Tom is the most excited about this.
Yeah.
He's been talking about this for 6 months straight.
No, longer than that. Like
a year straight.
I've been aware of this game since, what was it, 2013 first when they announced it?
2 years straight. Three years straight.
And it's just been building and building, and I actually reached a peak 8 months ago or so where I was like, I'm so excited. And then the excitement started to die down because I was like, it's too much. But now it's coming out, and I barely think about it. But man, I can't wait.
I want it to be great. But
yeah.
I'm not gonna play it because I don't have a PS4. Exclusives are dumb.
Yeah. Speaking of that, like I've talked to you before about loaning you my PS4.
Yeah,
and
I'm into that.
Just to let you play all the awesome Naughty Dog games, man. Like The Last of Us. Joe has not played. Brian,
I haven't played Last of Us Uncharted.
I'm not even going to bother trying to give it to Brian because he doesn't have enough time.
Yeah.
If you let me borrow, I'd like power through a game in a weekend or something. But.
Yeah. And it's worth it, dude. It's too...
Yeah, I would really like to play The Last of Us. I was really interested in that before it came out. Was PAX East like 2013 when we went, I think. I was really interested in that. But yeah, No Man's Sky also. I really want to at least, you know, get a taste of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a PS4 exclusive?
Yeah. There's PC as well.
Okay.
I can do
then
that.
Then I can do that. Cool.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll check it out. I mean, my thing is I don't buy games anytime within their release. I still haven't played Just Cause 3, and I was like hyped for that game
man.
For like 2 years. But I wait till everything goes on sale because I'm broke
and yeah.
It's the way to do
lame.
It.
You don't spend a lot of time playing anyway, so
no,
it's,
I don't. It's like
it's hard to do that anymore.
I mean, here's the thing: is that I if I do spend time playing a game, I play one game a lot. Like, for right now, for me, that's Rocket League. I have, like, 160 hours or something absurd in it.
Jeez.
But
160 hours?
Yes.
He's pretty good at it.
I know he's good at it, but damn it.
I've been playing, there were a couple nights, like, about a month ago, there were nights where I would jump on at, like, 8 o'clock and play till 4 in the morning. You know, some of that is also the fact that I have, like, people to play with. Like, it's, like, me and my brother and another one of our friends that
we'll
just jump on the voice chat and just basically hang out and shoot the shit and play Rocket League for 6 hours.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And I'd play a lot more if I had, like, not that I don't have, I don't, I'm never on while other people are on. We're not playing the same game, so I don't really have that.
Yeah. I have like two or three different groups of people I end up playing with, and sometimes it'll be like, I'll play with one group for like 2 hours and then another group for more time after that and just keep going. And then before you know it, I'm like, oh, I need to sleep now.
Yeah. But I need to fall over and die soon.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, so I don't really get to get out and play a wide variety of games. Also, because I feel bad, like I can't really justify buying more games when my Steam library has like 60 games I've never played.
Damn.
And I'm like, fuck, I have like 2 Assassin's Creed games I haven't played. I have like Dead Space 3 I haven't touched.
I haven't played Dead Space 3 either.
I know, exactly. It's like,
you
this
guys
game
love Dead Space.
I know, I haven't played this. Exactly, that's, you know, the crazy thing.
You know what,
I love both those.
That's crazy.
I love the first and second games, and I haven't played the third one yet.
The reason I haven't played it is because it had like the whole, they had the co-op thing.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to play with my roommate, and we never did it. And then I just haven't played it, because I don't want to play it by myself. I want to play it with someone else.
Yeah.
And it's just like, where do you, yeah.
Mass Effect 3, one of my favorite series, and I haven't finished Mass Effect 3 still.
Do it.
I know, I played 3/4 of the way through it, and then I got distracted by something else.
I did one of the endings, so I did it without updating. Okay, real quick, Mass Effect 3 corner. I did that game without any updates, because I wanted to experience why everyone was so upset about it. I played it like 6 months after everyone was all freaking out about, they were unhappy with the way the creators did the game, because they're fucking entitled to something. And like... so I played it that way, and it's not bad. It's fine. It's fine. I only did one of the endings. I want to do the other ones, but there's also like updates and expansions on that. They're supposed to be really good.
There's a ton of DLC.
Yeah,
for that game.
And like, I want to do it all.
I want to do all the DLC too, but they're like $20 each, and I paid $10 for the game, and I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, there'll be a sale someday.
Tangent here. It occurs. It's been freaking me out as I realize that there's been no DLC for Grand Theft Auto 5, outside of the stuff that they do for GTA Online.
But I would imagine that they're going to either not do that and just make a GTA 6, they will come out with some crazy big story expansion type thing.
Do they need an expansion? Like, the game is so expansive and
huge.
You can do anything.
I want a new story chunk. Like, four, we got... What was it? Two or was it three?
We got Lost in the Damned and
Lost
the Battle
in the
of
Damned,
Gay Tony. Gay Tony was so fucking good.
Yeah, it was fun.
Right,
that was like, honestly, that like, my brother only played the main story of GTA 4, and I'm like, no, you need to play that game's not complete unless you play all three of those stories.
Yeah,
it's so good.
But
you guessed it again.
I know.
It's so cute when we do that.
We're on the same couch or something.
Yeah, it just I miss that feeling. Like, I love having a new story chunk in the same world to go through. And I'm kind of, I don't want to say disappointed, because GTA 5 exceeded a lot of expectations, but I really wanted more story to go through. I was hoping for more adventures and characters.
The length of time, like, the length of the story in GTA 5, like, how does that compare to the total length of the stories in GTA 4? Because, like, I remember it was, like, being pretty long, GTA 5.
I think I finished the GTA 5 story in about 40 hours.
That's like a lot of time.
GTA 4, though, I think it was about the same, but then the expansions were like another 10 to 20
like
each.
40 hours is so much time. Like,
it's pretty
most
long
games,
time.
You get like 6 to 8 for, you know, I don't know.
I mean, but there's in GTA 5, you also have the, like, there's all the side quests and other missions and like all this other stuff. I mean, honestly, just play through the main story, because
I didn't even do the story. Yeah. I wanted to. I just like, I got distracted doing all the other shit that you can do.
Yeah. I mean, for me, GTA 5 isn't like, I'll play through the main story, but what I really have fun is like the online stuff, or just like doing weird, crazy things.
Yeah, putting on invincibility and skydiving and trying to hit a car.
Yeah, stuff like
that for like hours.
I remember playing when I was in college. Me and my roommate played GTA 4, and we spent 6 hours trying to land a helicopter on an airplane in the air.
Nice.
And then, because we thought that if we could land the helicopter on the airplane, It was like one of those ones that just like goes on a constant loop. We thought that if we could land on the helicopter on the airplane, we could hit the Y button to step out of the helicopter and walk on the wing of the airplane. Mm. Turns out that never happened, and we would just, anytime we tried it and we thought we had it, we would just like jump out of the helicopter and plummet to our death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We tried for hours, though.
This is why you should get into Just Cause 3, because you can do a lot of weird
stuff. I know. It's like, it sounds like so much fun. And I love Just Cause 2. That was like a game that I had not, I think I got it when I got it through Gamefly. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, I'll check this game out. I didn't expect anything of it. And then it just like blew me away. It's like, fuck, this is cool.
I only checked out Just Cause 2 because at the time I was checking out every trial game that came out through Xbox Live on 360. And they were doing trials for all the games then, which I miss like hell. I know, you know, they announced that like trials actually hurt sales. That's why they stopped doing that.
That sucks because demos are what got me into so many games.
Yeah.
That's why I got Skate like the first time.
Yeah. I discovered a lot of cool games because of the demos.
Yeah. I played that Skate demo like 40 times and I'm like, fuck, I need to buy this game now. I need it. I need it.
And Just Cause 2, like I had no plans to get that. And then I played through the demo, the trial, like 20 times. And I couldn't wait for the game and I loved the game. And then Just Cause 3 was amazing. I'd never have tried that without demos. Brian's drinking. Joe's texting.
No, I'm looking up something on the topic of Xbox and games and stuff and trials and I was looking up the new games of gold for this month. You get free games every month and stuff.
Oh yeah.
I'm looking up
for this next month.
There was a good one. There's a good one, and I'm trying to remember what it was. This past month was like Sunset Overdrive and Grid 2, Peggle.
Sunset Overdrive, some other great bullshit.
Peggle.
What's this month? Damn it.
We're about an hour into the podcast now. Do we want to do some other step away from video games and come back?
I have more video game stuff to talk about.
Uncharted.
I want.
Oh yeah.
Right. No, that wasn't. I didn't mean to sound down about that.
He wants to talk about Uncharted.
Oh God, here we go.
Nobody cares.
So in stark contrast to Brian and Joe, they're talking about like Dead Space 3. I still got to play that. I played through 3 Uncharted games in the past 2 weeks.
Holy shit!
Yeah, this is what I have for time. Like when I'm not working, which is I work, but then I don't have a commute, so I just sit back in the chair and pick up a game controller, and then I just spend my whole night that way. It's a sad life, I know. You don't have to pity me. I feel you pitying me. Don't do that. I'm happy.
You.
And I played I got the Uncharted collection a few months back, and I've had a PlayStation 4 for a long time and I haven't really done anything with it because I'm waiting for No Man's Sky, which I was sure was going to be out last year, so I was foolish and I bought it early, and I could have saved myself like $50-$100. So Uncharted Collection, I have it, and it just sat there, and then I was like, I should probably get around to this. I skipped the first game because it was really not that great, and I went to 2 because I heard that was good. I started getting into it. The bullet firing, the guns were like all kind of rubbery and schlocky, but I enjoyed the puzzles and the adventuring. The Lara Crofty Indiana Jonesiness of it. Hmm. Then Uncharted 3 was even better, where I was like, oh man, I'm really drawn into this story and the characters now, and I'm really fascinated now. Like, I was starting to see Naughty Dog as like the Pixar of video games, where they just had an amazing unbroken run of astonishing games that I want Joe to play so much because he's going to understand this. And then Uncharted 4, like I was so hooked at the end of Uncharted 3 that I went out and I rented it from Redbox a couple nights ago. It's amazing.
So when is Uncharted 2017 come out?
I don't know.
I'm making fun of the 4, 5, 6, 7. It's like the Call of Duties, you know?
They're not annualizing. It's not like that. Like this, it's been...
How old's the series? I'm just picking on it.
The last game was like 3 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Well, that was actually The Last of Us that was 3 years ago. So it's, I don't know how long it's been since Uncharted 3, but it's been a long time. It was over the whole life cycle of the PlayStation 3.
Damn.
And
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're not like coughing out games, you know.
Yeah.
And this game clearly has a lot of work put into it. It's graphically, it's the best looking game I've ever seen. Huh. And I know that bar gets upped like every half year.
Every day.
There's a new game that's like, oh, it's the best looking game. But this is it for me right now. Like it's amazing.
Really quick sidebar on the graphics thing. the new NVIDIA card, the cheaper one, the 1070.
Yeah. Heard about it.
Is supposed to outperform the Titan X, and that's it's $360. Yeah, Titan X is like $1,000 something.
How does that make any sense?
They moved to a new architecture, so they moved from like 26 to 16 nanometers, which is like a huge deal. I can't remember if those are the right numbers. And they also are using GDDR5, and the 1080 is like even like it's twice as powerful as the 1070 or something crazy like that, because it uses GDDR5X2 or some shit, which has like crazy bandwidth. And also they both come with 8 gigabytes of RAM standard rather than 4 or 3.5 for the 970. Yeah, it's great. You should just buy one. Just buy one now. They come out on June 10th. This is a 1070.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's insane. Like it's like I want to just build a computer because those are cards are coming out.
Yeah, I mean my
and
video...
those are not overclocked. Those are like those are the reference cards. Those are like not over... Yeah.
I mean my video card's kind of old at this point. I have a 660 Ti. Yeah.
Like 360 is like a very small price to pay for that massive jump. Like imagine like oh I'm not gonna buy a Titan X, but fuck 360 for a 10. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nerd corner done.
Yuck. Just get a console. Speaking problem
of,
solved.
Upgrade, no, because then you have to buy like the PlayStation 4 Neo or the Xbox
that's
One.
That's kind of the same idea as
buying
a new
thing.
I don't understand the Neo thing.
Because that, they like, need a more powerful. Because consoles are weak as shit and can't run your yeah. VR crap.
They're not weak. If you saw Uncharted 4, you would not say that.
Yeah, if you played it on PC, it would look better.
No. I honestly don't. I don't know. Yes. I don't think so.
But yes. Like, you don't have it to compare side by side, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I've never seen a game on a PC that looked markedly better than a really, you know, than a PS4 version.
We can get side-by-side screenshots if you... We'll talk about... We don't have to get that deep.
But, I've seen the comparison videos. I've never noticed a real difference.
Yeah.
Not to get into this, because I know that I'm wrong. I know factually that I am wrong about this, but I've never seen it. Yeah. It's like an Emperor's New Clothes thing where people are like, yeah, it's been factually proven that the Emperor has clothes on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but he's a naked guy, and it doesn't matter because I'm wrong. It's fine.
All right.
But Uncharted 4, you get to swing around and punch dudes from the air. It's great.
I want
to
try
that's fun.
Xbox shit games that are free this month, like Goat Simulator, which doesn't matter. The Crew doesn't matter.
No,
oh,
what?
The Crew?
Wait, The Crew? Wait, which one? Wait, oh, I'm thinking The Ship, not The Crew.
It's free. I don't know.
What's The Crew?
The Crew's going to be free?
Yeah.
Is that the racing
Xbox
game?
One. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the racing game. That,
On the Xbox 360, it's Super Meat Boy and XCOM Enemy Unknown, which I'm excited about. And the Xbox 360 ones are backwards compatible with the Xbox One, so if you get them on the 360, which you just do it online, then you get the games. It's fine. You get four free games a month. It's awesome.
I still haven't played XCOM 2. Another thing game I was super hyped for. And
yeah, I haven't even played XCOM, so I'm really excited to get it for free and try it out.
I played XCOM 2. Is 2 the new one?
2's the new one.
I played that. I liked it. I didn't like it as much as I wanted to. I didn't like it as much as the first one.
See, it's for me, the first one, I'm playing the first one a second time through. I'm really bad at it. I'm really bad. Really, really bad. Like,
yeah.
I lost like my entire squad every battle. Like, I'm like, fuck, I don't remember how to play this game anymore. So I gotta relearn that. Because I wanted to play it again, but...
I played it that... There's a word for it that where it's like... Anytime one of my guys died, I was like, nope, nope, nope. Load
save
the last game.
Save scumming.
Save scumming?
Yes.
Scumming. Jeez, that's condescending.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's how I do it, because I don't want my guys to die. I like my guys.
Right. Mm-hmm. I feel the same way about things like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get out of our video game slump. Fucking aww. Upcoming shows.
Hey!
What's up?
Boo.
We have a very short run of shows coming up with Goblet. A fucking rad-ass thrash band from Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard them, check them out. I think it's facebook.com/goblet band.
Or just hang around to the end of the podcast, because Brian's going to put an MP3 in the end, and you're going to be able to listen to it.
I might do that.
We're doing it.
He's doing it.
I don't
it.
Know. I'd have to clear that with them before I could do it.
I already
it.
Promised the people, Brian.
Well, you fucking asshole.
They're not going to have a problem
gonna
with it.
You're going to disappoint the
people.
You either
have to get permission or edit out Tom's
they're
going to
be fine with
no,
it.
No, I'm not editing shit. I don't edit shit. By the way, condition critical. Your bassist is moving to Massachusetts. I'm not editing shit.
Damn it. Okay. Now he's not going
to
move. Yeah.
You
so that's
keep
happening.
His cat.
So
where are these 4 days? When are they?
It might only be 3 days. We'll see.
Right. Okay.
But we've got a show Thursday, June 10th.
Yes.
Is that the Thursday? Thursday,
no. Fuck.
Or is it 11th? I don't
remember. I got a calendar.
9th?
I think it might be the 9th.
Who cares about the
right,
day?
Thursday,
shut up.
Shut
Thursday's
up.
The 9th.
Thursday, June 9th. We're playing in Morgantown, West Virginia at 123 Pleasant Street.
123.
This will be our first West Virginia show ever.
Oh, damn.
It will also be the time that we remember that West Virginia actually exists.
Yeah.
No offense to West Virginia, but...
But the country pretty much doesn't know that you're there.
Yeah.
Same with us.
We just, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and like, then, we are Boston, and we're not Boston.
We're Western Massachusetts. We feel your pain.
Yeah.
Then we are in Detroit.
The new Dodge Lounge.
Yes. On Friday, June 10th.
Yes.
That's a big show. Who else is on that?
Euphoria. Hold on, I got it.
Snafu.
Straight Six.
Yes.
Their first show.
I believe that was...
Outburst and X-Wolf Hook? Wait, oh, sorry, I'm reading this wrong. Members of Manic Outburst and X-Wolf Hook.
That's right.
For Straight Six.
Yes, that's right. Manic Outburst.
It's Euphoria's CD release. Yep.
Yeah, it should be cool. Hey, Penny, get out of here.
Pretty dope. Dog
hey,
time.
Penny.
Dog
Jump
time.
Jump up on Brian's lap.
This is the dog part of the podcast. The next day, we are playing Toastamania...
At the Fallout.
Final battle at the Fallout in Chicago.
Ask for a dress.
Yeah, Saturday, June 11th. That's a giant show with like 12 bands, including our good friends in Smash Potato, who just also put out a new album. Check that out.
Yeah. Texas Toast Chainsaw Massacre, Rain, Final Battle, MRSA?
MRSA.
Oh, I guess.
MRSA.
And then also Plagued Insanity, which is a nice little tie-in to MRSA.
Yeah.
Yes. Bloodletter and fucking Bleeding Mad, which is also a funny little. That's good.
Everybody's sick.
I like what's happening.
Yeah, so we're doing a short little show run with Goblet. West Virginia, Detroit, Chicago that weekend. Yeah. We are looking for a fourth show that weekend on that Sunday,
June 12th.
On June 12th, if you're in the Pennsylvania area and you want to hook us up with something, that'd be rad. Or if you don't do that. Then we can just drive home. That's cool too. Yeah.
I just want to drive home.
After that, we might have another show in late July, but we can't really talk about that yet.
Yeah.
After that, we are going to be playing RPM Fest.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You
said
stop. Nope. Just don't
just
say
hint
it.
Hint to me what it is. What hint it?
It's a thing you don't understand why people like them.
Oh, I still don't know what it is.
Don't
but
worry
I,
about
like
it.
One of my favorite bands.
It's a great band that we
t-shirt.
All enjoy.
We hang out with them when we see them.
Yeah, they have
what?
A new vocalist. Don't worry about it.
Damn it! Who is this?
Oh this no, I was talking about
I'm
the
talking
other
about
one.
Else.
No, you're talking about somebody else.
We're talking about a different band.
I don't think we're doing. I don't think we can do that one because we're going to do the other one.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah.
I don't like what this is happening. I don't like it. I don't like it. Anyways, we're going to play our entire new album. So if you want to hear it before it comes out.
What do you. What?
Wait, that's happening. We committed to that.
Yeah, we're gonna commit to that. At RPM Fest, which is August 26th, 27th, and 28th.
In Brian's backyard.
In my backyard in Greenfield, Massachusetts. Tickets are on sale now at tickets.rpmfest.org.
Yeah.
Free camping all weekend. BYOB. It's a giant metal party in my backyard, and
bring
it's a
your
shit
own
ton
Brian.
Of fun.
Wiffle ball, cookouts.
Cookouts, wiffle ball, vendors,
it's,
raffles.
It's pretty
late
fun.
Night movies.
It's a lot of fun.
Last year, there was a Smash Brothers tournament on the big screen. This year, you guys should do Overwatch.
Oh, my God.
No, this I want to do fucking Drawful 2. Or
oh, dude.
I want to do Jackbox games with like 80 people on their phones putting in their answers and stuff.
Wait, can you do that
totally.
With that many?
Yeah. Well, you can have like 8 people in the main game. But you can have the rest of the audience also vote for answers.
Oh my God!
Yeah, well, it's like the new like it's made for like Twitch streaming.
That's
so like,
awesome.
Yeah, you can have like 5,000 people watching your game, and they all get the vote,
that'd be
and
great.
That gives like another additional vote to somebody who whichever one wins.
Yeah. Point is,
anyway, point is, RPM awesome. Fest is gonna be rad as shit.
Yeah,
we're playing the new album in its entirety. If we can get our shit together by then,
in its entirely.
Entirely.
Did I say entirety?
No,
you said entirely.
You said entirely.
I'm pretty sure. No, I wouldn't say that.
No, you said. You,
we played the new album in its entirely.
Are you sure I didn't just skip over the T like in its entirety?
No, entirely.
Entirety.
Entirely.
He's entirely. I'm sorry. I
sorry, Tom.
I'm
going
to listen back to that later, and I'm going to get real
I
mad
hope,
at one
I mean,
of us.
I hope you did say it right, and you can yell at us later. It'd be
I think it's just that I skipped
that.
The T. Entirety.
Entirely. Yeah, we've never done anything like that before.
Yeah.
So the plan is to have the new album recorded by that point.
Yeah.
We're not going to make any promises on a release date, but we're going to play the whole new album live.
June 30th.
So there's a chance.
Stop.
There's a chance you'll hear the album before it's even released in its entirety.
In its entirely.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's. Did you want to talk about the compilation at all? I don't know if that's.
Oh, yeah. The RPM Fest compilation is coming out. This Friday, New Goblet track on that. New Thunderforge track on that. We are just putting an old track on it because I don't think we're doing gonna release a new thing yet. Not quite ready. We got some songwriting to finish up, or Brianizing, or
We got just little tweaks to make.
Yeah, but the goal is to have this album out before the end of the year. We can promise that for sure.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's a long. Yeah. How are we gonna play the album at the thing if we're.
Because
the songs are
Tom, you seem to forget that when an album is done, and there's like another 3 months after that of finishing it. Like we can record everything, but then there's like, you know, production time.
I thought the plan was to have it out.
Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan. The question is whether we stick to that plan.
See that? Okay, but that's not on us. That's on you.
That's not on me.
That's on you.
That's not on me. That's on
a group effort.
That's a group effort. No, we all got to record our own parts and stuff.
Yeah, but everybody else, like, we can hammer on them to schedule their day, no problem.
Yeah, and good luck if all this gets done in time. Just saying, this is the things never run on time ever.
But that's on you.
That's not on me.
That's on you.
That's on everybody.
No.
Yeah.
Because everybody else will schedule as soon as possible. I will hammer them. We will make this happen.
No.
They will come in. They will do their parts.
Hey, remember when we got back from the Anvil tour and Nick, Mike, me, and you were like, okay, we're available these days. We're going to practice. Look what day it is. Look who's here.
Yeah.
This is my point.
Like, they were the ones that chose these days. I'm pretty sure. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll put that in my phone. I put it in my phone. I'm here. I don't know. Yep. I'm not judging you guys. You got shit going on.
Now Nick got called into work, and I'm judging. Mike's got this
shit. Shit happens, but like, you know. Yeah. This is why deadlines get pushed back.
Exactly. It's still Brian's fault.
Not my fault. Totally not my fault. We have to finish writing the songs before I can record my drum parts, but yeah. Anyway.
Lots of work to be done.
Anyway, yeah, so we got a bunch of stuff. Shows.
Yeah.
Album.
Shows. RPM Fest.
We're going to kick things into sixth gear real soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like your vernacular.
Sixth gear,
man.
We're going
to kick things into sixth gear for you guys. Check it out.
Yeah, it's like Guy Fieri bullshit.
Hang on to your hair clips.
Okay.
I'm just trying to whip up great terms like you did. kick it up into sixth gear.
Shut up. What's Joe? What's on the list that doesn't exist?
There's the album talk updates.
Yeah, that's basically.
Did you wanna play a little bit of
trickity track some trickity tracks?
Hang on to your hair clips.
Yeah, hang on to your hair clips. Get kick it in sixth gear and get some trickity track. New
drop the clutch and spin your tires. We're gonna play a new track.
we might have a taste of a new song for you. And this is actually an old song because this is the song we recorded for the video. That was like way over a year ago that people there heard like 17 times.
Oh,
those
so many
poor
times.
People. But this is the studio version. We're going to play we're not going to play the whole thing.
It's like the demo studio version.
Yeah.
It's not done. Got fake drums and it's not fully mixed.
You hear some riffs. Maybe
this is
some
the pre-production
lyrics.
Demo version you're about to hear.
You are listening to
Podcast Mush.
No.
No, sorry.
The pre-production.
I misunderstood.
Studio edition of.
What's the name
song.
Of the song?
Podcast Mosh.
No, oh my God. It's not called the other song.
Cut the Bricks.
No.
It's called breaks. Cut the Shit. I might put in parentheses an open letter to Thrash.
Ugh.
Oh no.
Well, because you guys wouldn't let me call it what I wanted to call it.
But, that's almost as bad. Like, it's cringeworthy.
If it has a giant parenthetical statement in the song title, that's what, like, Panic at the Disco does with every song.
If you agree
don't
with
compare
Tom's,
me to those fucks.
If you agree with Tom's naming scheme, write to tom@lichkingmetal.com. If you don't agree, do that, too.
If
just
you don't agree, email it
picks.
To nick@lichkingmetal.com.
Yeah, send everything to me, and I will ignore it as I will just make my own choices.
All right, we're going to play a short clip of a new Lich King track called Cut the Shit.
Hooray!
Here it comes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that enchanting?
Did you like that smooth as hell fade out? Just kidding. It was terrible.
Mike's bass tone sounds like his strings are made of tendons and his fingers are breakfast sausages. Like,
wow. That was a very Mike thing to say.
I was just thinking about him the entire time.
That's how he would want his fingers and strings to be described.
Yeah.
It sounds meaty.
Beefy. Big beefy bass.
Beefy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Patreon subscribers, by the way, get it.
Patreon?
Patreon.
I'm trying to plug it!
Plug it up.
Entirely. The Patreon subscribers get to hear more of that. We're putting more of that special, wonderful song in the little special whatever bullshits.
It's more work for Brian to do, but it's going to be cool for them. I suggested it.
I don't care. You're making fun of me for saying all these words.
What was the word you said now? I don't remember what it was.
I was trying to say entirety, and I said entirely, and I can't remember what the one just now was, but you just Patreon. Jumped on me like a grinning imp.
Patreon.
Just like you're
Patreon.
Like I'm in third grade all over again, and you stumble over a word, and everybody's like, oh, you said something stupid.
It's because you make fun of me for that all the time, Tom.
I'm sorry. This is how the healing
just throwing
happens.
Throwing it back at you, Tom.
This is, I feel bad now.
No, you shouldn't.
You should.
You should feel bad. You're a fucking piece of shit.
I'm going to bully you.
I know.
I could.
It's okay. Just remember, you're wearing my face. Speaking of which,
ooh.
Hey, merch plug. We have new shirt designs available at merch.lichkingmetal.com. You can wear my big, dumb, stupid face all across your chest and torso region.
And all across America.
You can. Mm. For the Brian head shirts, I think are $15, something like that. And we also have the Super Retro Thrash Design shirt, features the album cover artwork from that album. And it's a pretty cool rad-ass design.
I love that shirt.
Yeah, me too.
In short, kick it up into sixth gear with these new shirts.
merch.lichkingmetal.com. We ship worldwide. stop asking. Yes, we ship fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
Yep.
Except Morocco, apparently. We got to get back to that guy.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
I fucked up.
Poor guy.
That's what I fucked up.
We fucked up.
What's left on the list, Joe?
I don't know, man. You know, I'm just going to move the mic away from my face and talk from a distance.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, this sounds like a great podcast to listen to.
Cool. So you get the album. Oh, we got TV stuff to talk about.
Nobody cares.
Yeah,
no one cares. It's like that's a sad way to end this, but that's all we got, man.
Game of Thrones is good. Keep watching it.
Yep. Oh. That's pretty much it. That was.
It's sad, but good.
Oh, yeah. Breaking the hearts.
Tugging at the heartstrings.
Mm.
Kicked it up into sixth gear with that last episode.
You know when you see lots of boobs, you know someone's going to die because they got to balance it out with boobs and death.
No, except this time they balanced out the boobs with that giant cock shot.
That was huge.
Yeah.
That was
like, oh my God, what am I watching right now?
And you know what? It didn't even serve the plot at all. It wasn't part of the plot. No. It was just a guy talking about his crotch warts.
Well, a lot of the nudity in that show doesn't serve any of the plot.
They just showed that girl's boobs and they're like, okay, you got to look at a dick now because you got to balance. It's got to be fair. Like, and then they showed her boobs again.
That was like fucking giant close up cock. Like that wasn't even like, you know, like they kind of, like, a lot of times they'll just try to hide it.
On
a little
my
bit.
Dick.
Yeah, it's just boom. It's like right there.
Yeah, it was screen filling and those boobs weren't even worth it.
What? Oh my God, I love those. I love
really?
Those boobs so much.
Joe, we got to talk.
Oh my. Yeah, TV. Woo.
Yeah, Game of Thrones.
Hooray, TV.
I think that's
maybe a good place to wrap up the podcast.
Yeah, wrap it up.
I'm just thinking about chicken right now, man. Oh, that's bad.
We can go chicken.
Some nice breasts.
Yeah. some chicken breasts.
We could just throw that Goblet song on and call it a day.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not queued up for that.
Right now, Brian's going to put a Goblin song on to play us out.
Here's the deal. If you want to hear the...
You're going to cut out our audio anyway.
I'm not going to do anything.
You always cut out the audio when you do the outro, so just slam it on there.
No, I'm going to slam it on you.
And...
That doesn't mean anything.
I couldn't think of a Guy Fieri thing.
No, if you want to hear the Goblet track that's going to come out, we're going to be touring with those guys for 3 days or 4 days. If you want to hear that, it's going to be coming out on the RPM Fest compilation.
Cop out.
Wait, what the fuck's the web? I don't know. Go to rpmfest.org. You'll hear the compilation there.
Yeah.
Or rpmfest.bandcamp.com. That's the link for
it. There you go.
Or you could just like listen to it now.
Shit, I got
Brian's about to play it.
I'm not about to play it.
Yeah, you are.
I'm about to play the outro for our podcast.
Hang on to your hair clips, everybody. Goblet coming up right now.
That's not what's happening right now.
That's so mean, Brian.
I'm sorry. Anyway, this has been Podcast Mosh from Lich King. Again, podcast.lichkingmetal.com. Subscribe on iTunes.
Kick it up into sixth gear with Patreon.
Lich King out.
Yeah. Patreon. He already said out. I'm going to click now.
Yeah. Stop it.
Thanks, out. Joe. You fucking prick.
Out now.
I ended it. It's over.
Wait, it's not on. Shit.
Unclick.
I got to turn
it.
The volume.
You piece of shit.
Fuck you. Here it goes. Ready, set. Lich King out.
We're Lich King, and this has been Podcast Mosh, and you've been listening to Podcast Mosh. Good night, everyone.